they say. See my face in lights, oh, my name, a monkey's found down on Broadway.
Brooklyn Cyclones are back on the air tonight as they head down I-95 to take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Keith Rad with you all week long from Frawley Stadium. Hopefully this entire week will not be like the first half hour, just a beautiful but scorching hot day and a thunderstorm that popped up right around expected first pitch time of 6:35. And so tonight we start a little bit late. It's a 7:05 first pitch. But usually at Frawley Stadium, they set us up for 6:35. However, this entire week is going to be really, really hot. It was during BP time, right around 5:15. I saw Luis Rivera out there. I was standing in the dugout, and Luis says from across the field, the feels like, he's looking at his phone, he says, the feels like temperature is 106. So that's where the Cyclones' head's at right now as they get set for this series against Wilmington. Now coming in, the Cyclones are holding on right now to first place by a game and a half. Wilmington sits four back of the Brooklyn Cyclones in the North Division. Of course, this is all second half numbers. The most important as we take our turn into the middle of August now and head towards the back nine of this 2022 slate. It's pretty wild that we're here. I know that's kind of the cliche, but it really is very amazing that the Cyclones find themselves. This is game 37 of 66. With a chance of making the playoffs on the line, it is a completely different team than it was opening day, which was, by the way, back here on April the 8th. Speaking of a whole different team, some more changes have been made all across the Mets organization that not just affect the Cyclones, but affect everybody. So you might have seen that Brett Beatty was called up to AAA Syracuse. Jose Buteau also went up to AAA. So now you have Francisco Alvarez and Brett Beatty on the same squad. Now just one more phone call away from Citi Field. Pretty amazing. Those guys were playing on this field last year with the Cyclones. taking on the Blue Rocks. So that was one set of the moves. The other set is that the Cyclones were able to say goodbye in a good way to promotion. Nick Gaddis and Rowdy Jordan, who were both called up to Double-A Binghamton. They found that news out after the Sunday game against Winston-Salem. So the moves on the back end as well, there were more promotions. Low-A sent three players up to High-A. Christian Scott, who was drafted last year out of Florida, he's the Mets' fifth-round pick from last year and the number 25 prospect in the Mets organization. Then William Lugo, who was tearing it up, 20-year-old phenom kid from the Dominican, tearing it up, by the way, a big kid as well. You know, you see these names in the box score, you don't really get to meet these guys until they walk in the clubhouse. But Lugo is he's a big dude, 6'3", 215 pounds into the clubhouse today. And then right-handed pitcher Jeffrey Colon. So Colon, we'll see him coming on a little bit later in the series, and Scott actually going to get a start over the weekend as this series continues. So game one tonight coming up at 7:05, we'll see right-hander Oscar Rojas taking on lefty Mitchell Parker. For Rojas, this is his second consecutive start. This was the field, though, back in June that he got hurt. You might remember he walked off the field in the middle of his start on June 17th. We didn't see Oscar resurface until more than a month later on July 23rd. And last week,
and see in the second half, we're at the top of the standings. And, you know, I think that's when the bats get hot. And our pitching staff definitely been a strength for us the whole year.
How have you grown since that April weekend many, many, many weeks ago?
Yeah, personally, the early part of the year brought me back to, you know, pitching in college in Maine and freezing cold. But I think for me, you know, it's been a little bit better as the season got on with off-speed pitches. You know, I felt like early on I was sort of searching for my curveball. You know, it wasn't really in the zone as much as I'd like it to be. And, you know, didn't really have the same confidence in my slider. And even a changeup. I was rarely throwing changeups in the beginning of the year, and it kind of caught up to me, you know, the first or second month, second time through the league. You know, guys were sitting on just fastballs, but I feel like as the season's gone on, I've been able to mix my stuff up a little bit more. You know, I feel like I'm pretty rare that a guy comes out of the bullpen with four pitches for strikes. So, you know, being able to throw those off-speed pitches in the zone more often, that's been huge for me, and the results have showed.
We find ourselves in August. You're leading the team in appearances. As somebody who's been with organizations before, have been released to come back with the Mets and to lead a team in appearances, how nice is that to be able to pitch so much?
It's great. You know, the whole story of how I ended up here is crazy. And, you know, it just feels really good to know that, you know, the Mets trust me, the Cyclones trust me, and you know, just my work ethic will speak for itself. I'll be durable. I'll be out there even tonight if they need me. So, you know, I didn't know that about the appearances. I knew I was starting to sneak up on some innings, going three innings the past week in Hudson Valley and Winston-Salem. But, you know, the durability is definitely one of my calling cards. I want to be out there all the time and, you know, be somebody that the manager can trust. So to come over here to the Mets this year and to be doing that and having to put together a pretty good year, that's everything I wanted to do in spring training, and it's happening, so it's great.
You mentioned it. Cyclones are a half game ahead of Hudson Valley for first place. As a reliever, those high tension moments when you come into games, I mean, how exciting is that, knowing that every time you are out there, at least for the rest of the year, they're going to be big games?
That's exactly what you want as a reliever, and you know, I think I've got a few saves on the year, and just being in those moments is everything you want, because you know, the wins just matter as more and more the each level you go up, getting to the big leagues, it's the only thing that matters is winning. So, you know, to be out there when the game's on the line, you know, you get a little extra adrenaline. It's always fun when, you know, we come on the road and the crowd gets loud you know, it's everything you're looking for. You know, it's a little bit different if you're a starter kind of coming on the road in a playoffs type scenario, but a reliever, you're in there and it's 100% from as soon as you step on that mound, which is awesome.
Relievers have a lot of different mentalities. Sometimes you have to have a short memory. Some guys have said, oh yeah, 7 out of every 10 scoreless, I'm in good shape. How do you stay even keel? Because there have been a lot of good highs for you lately, but every once in a while, as a human being does, gives up a run here or there. So how do you stay even keel?
Yeah, really, it's just, for me, try to keep the preparation the exact same. I try to really control the process of what happens before I take the mound, because, you know, there's a million things that are out of your control once the game starts. But, you know, if you can really just take care of your routine, I feel like this year being my second year being a reliever, I feel like I've got a pretty good way to get myself ready to go for each game, where it seems like I could be in there every night. As long as I've got the preparation, my body feels right, I usually the results will take care of themselves. But, you know, after the game, there's a few mental tips and tricks to, you know, re-script it if, you know, gave up a wall scraper last week and kind of ruined my streak there. But, you know, you just try to stick to what you know and know that your stuff will beat them every time out there. And you just go out there and take your chances. That's what's fun about being a reliever, is if it happens where you give up a run, whatever, get out there the next day and your manager's got that trust in you, you can go back out there and get a new streak going. So the short memory's nice, but you got to kind of re-script it in your mind too and say, oh, that fastball, I see that ball going a little bit further inside and not quite over the middle of the plate, and kind of just try to replay that in your mind a few times, and your body doesn't know the difference with what happened the next time out. It's all in your head anyways, so having that part is makes it a little easier.
Final question for you. I know the Courtneys were in the building last week, the mom and dad. How cool was that?
Super special. I was in California last year and didn't really get to see them at all. And, you know, they took the road trip down from Maine, and my girlfriend's come out a few times. She lives in Portland also. So having the family around has been huge. And, you know, I think that it's always good for them to be in town, because I feel like I'm pitching better. And you know, we always go out to dinner after,
yep,
too, which is even better. You know, when family's in town, we're eating good. So that's awesome to have them around.
Eating good, that's what Justin Courtney's been doing out of the bullpen this year. We'll have more next from Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Back at Frawley Stadium, getting ready for a 7:05 first pitch. Pushed back a little bit tonight due to a quick pop-up shower right around 6:15. So we are getting set for 7:05. Line of exchange just went down at home plate. So quickly jumping into tonight's schedule in the Mets minor leagues affiliate. You go from low A to the top. Yoel Diaz taking on Clearwater, the opening of that series for St. Lucie. That's the Phillies Farm Club. At Double A, a series at home in Binghamton against Altoona, the Double A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Alex Valverde on the mound in that game for Double A. And then Triple A, it's the day that Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez get to reunite for the first time in a few weeks. They're taking on Buffalo in Syracuse. That's the affiliate of Toronto. And then the Mets trying to keep on keeping on. They beat Cincinnati last night. They go into tonight's game against the Reds 71-39, leading Atlanta by 7 games. And tonight it's Cookie Carrasco against Mike Minor. The lineups tonight are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center, located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan. Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Cyclones, of course, the visitors this week in Delaware. Luis Rivera's team, 21-15, a half-game lead over Hudson Valley. Cyclones have Matt Rudick as the leadoff man. He's playing left field. DH Matt O'Neill back down from Double A.
He rejoins the squad today and bats second. Alex Ramirez, first time he's seeing Wilmington. The Mets' number four prospect playing center field, batting third. Jose Peroza, the cleanup man, playing second base. Right fielder Senna Consuegra hits fifth. The third baseman making his Brooklyn Cyclones debut, William Lugo, hitting sixth. And the bottom trio, Jose Mena, the catcher, Joe Swazi at first, and Sherbin Newton at short, batting ninth, with Oscar Rojas on the mound. Now for Wilmington, who is 17-19. Ricardo Mendez leads off. He's in right. Third baseman Jose Sanchez bats behind him. 3-4-5. Robert Hassel, the third. He's in center, batting third. Catcher Drew Millis batting fourth. Yasiel Antuna in left field, batting fifth. DH Kevin Strohschein hits sixth. Leandro Emiliani, the first baseman, bats seventh. Junior Martina, he's at second base, batting eighth. And Cole Daly, the shortstop, batting ninth, with Mitchell Parker on the mound. We'll take one more break, but back after this for Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Nimmo cracks one, deep right center field, look it up, Hayward, it's out of here! Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run!
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well, left field. Left fielder going back up against the tree, it's good! And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Oh man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Red goodness, this is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch. Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
And live from Frawley Stadium in Wilmington, Delaware, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the high affiliate of the New York Mets, opens up a six-game series against the Wilmington Blue Rocks, the high affiliate of the Washington Nationals. Happy Tuesday night, everybody, from a red-hot, scorching Wilmington, Delaware today, where it is currently 84 degrees, but we're wearing that 84 degrees like a jacket. Both the dew point and the humidity in the mid-70s right now. The feels-like temperature is 92 degrees. So all of these numbers may not feel so bad on the radio, but in person, it's sweaty. And so tonight, the Cyclones, the first place team in the North Division, taking on Wilmington. This is not going to be an easy series. Blue Rocks have some changes to their roster, first time in a long time. And the Cyclones have some fresh faces themselves, but this same second half core, hoping to continue on towards a second half title. Tonight, Mitchell Parker on the mound for Wilmington, making his seventh career start against the Brooklyn Cyclones. Two already this year. The last one was at Maimonides Park, was amazing. First pitch to Matt Rudick, the lefty. Fastball missed outside for ball one, and we're underway at 7:06. Again, first pitch, game time temperature, 86 degrees and sweaty. So 1-0 on Rudy. Parker lifts a leg. The lefty lunges home, and the fastball misses up and away for ball two. Rudick hitting at 2:03, at his third homer of the Cyclones year. That was on Sunday against Winston-Salem. 16 RBIs, a 3.47 on base. Parker turns the feet, high kick, 2-0. Missed outside, ball three. Now, Parker is one of the best in the national system, but last time out, one of the worst outings of his career. So on the back of his mind, maybe even on the forefront of his mind, gave up seven runs in an inning and a third. That's against Aberdeen. 3-0. Verdict takes a strike that splits the plate and a count of 3-1. Parker's been rock solid, though, this year. 18 starts, this being number 19. 30% strikeout rate. Walk rate at 16%. The FIP, 3.77. 3-1. Verdict fouls the fastball at home plate. 90 miles an hour for strike two. Parker, the ERA, a little bit better than the FIP at 2.40. But FIP throwing into the account that maybe those walks might come back to bite you. So far, he has kept the walks down. Cyclone's trying to jump on him here. 3-2 on Rudick. Payoff pitch. Foul back. Parker, big guy, 6'5", fifth-round pick during the COVID draft in 2020 at a San Jacinto Junior College in Texas. But he hails from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Peeks over his black mitt. Milas, the catcher, sets up away. The payoff. Strike three, call to the knees on the inside corner. And Rudick turns towards the umpire, winces. He takes strike three to open up the ball game. Blue Rocks defensively have Yasiel Antuna in left field. Robert Hassel, the third, in center. He's that big prospect, number one now in the system. Coming over from San Diego, Ricardo Mendez out in right. With one out, top of the first, here's Matt O'Neill. First pitch. Right, catcher takes the fastball low, 1-0. Jose Sanchez at third. Cole Daly plays short. Junior Martina at second. Leandro Emiliani's at first. And Drew Milas, the catcher. Rocks wearing their home blue jerseys with Rocks in teal across the chest. 1-0. Tap foul at home plate. It's a ball and a strike on Matt O'Neill. So Matt back with the club after a little bit of time with AA Binghamton. Hayden Sanger a couple weeks ago got hit in the face. He was the everyday AA catcher. And it was a bad situation. Hayden's doing fine now, but injured, done for the year. And O'Neill slid up to AA for a little while. But back down with the Cyclones. 1-1. Fastball right back to the mound. Kicks off Parker's leg and rolls to second base. And O'Neill's at first with a single. That was off Parker's lower half. He's made no ill look towards the dugout. Actually, just now gives the thumbs up. And so O'Neill hits one off of Mitchell Parker for a one-out single. O'Neill was at 177, but you might remember that great on base at 328. One homer and 16 RBIs. O'Neill went up on July 22nd and back at the club August 9th. Here's Alex Ramirez. First pitch breaking ball upstairs for ball one. So other changes that involve the Cyclones. Nick Gaddison, Rowdy Jordan, both promoted to AA. 1-0. Soft change, pierces the outside corner. It's a ball and a strike. And then Gaddison, Jordan, a little bit of a different situation than Matt O'Neill, who was going up just kind of as a placeholder. Those two guys are up to stay. 1-1. Caught on a miss. Big swing and a high fastball. Strike two. One on, one out, top of the first. Cyclones at the plate. Underneath a bit of a weird sky. There's blue sky right over the highway in left field, but some clouds off over the skyline out in right. We are underneath I-95. 1-2. Ramirez check swing, loops one into shallow right, base hit. O'Neill hits second base, heads for third. Mendez fields and fires back in. Inside out, check swing for Ramirez. Sets up first and third, and the Cyclones have a good opportunity in this top of the first inning. Alex is hitting at 269. Five homers, 21 RBIs. On base at 330. Did not really have a great week at home last week against Winston-Salem. His splits are on the road, at least amazing, hitting .417 on the road and .191 at home. And so that trend continues for Ramirez, who's on. This brings up the cleanup man tonight, Jose Peroza. First pitch. Peroza takes just outside and snaps a look towards the home plate umpire. I don't know if Peroza was ready, but the pitch missed outside anyway for ball one. Runners at the corners, one out. Parker set belt high. Slide step pitch. And it's in for a fastball strike at 89. Peroza hits in eight straight games, scorching 10 for 24. Trying to drive in the runs. He's got two on and one out. Trying to jump one of the top 30 Nationals prospects. Pitch. Fastball popped up and into the crowd, first base side. So Jose, this really good hitting streak, but really it's extended time through the beginning of July. He's now crossed from July 9th into August 9th. Kind of tracked him for a month, hitting .304. So the batting average has crept up to .239. Five homers, 32 ribbies, .325 on base. 1-2. Strike three at the knees. And Peroza takes 88. So Brooklyn, both of their outs have come in this first inning on looking strikeouts. Rudick and Peroza taking low fastballs. There comes righty swinger Stanley Consuegra. First time Consuegra or Ramirez seeing Wilmington this year. Two on, two out. Pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Strike one. Stanley at .224. Three homers, 13 RBIs. On base percentage down to .303 after a down week against the Winston-Salem Dash last week. 0-1. Chopper over the mound, slowly hit. Martina charges from second. From the grass, throws to first in time. Just beat Consuegra. So the Cyclones had a great opportunity against Mitchell Parker, but leave runners at the corners. And we're done with the half. Brooklyn nothing. Wilmington coming to bat from Frawley Stadium when we get back to Delaware on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night. A night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Tonight, under a Delaware blue sky, Oscar Rojas takes the mound. We go to the bottom of the first inning from Frawley Stadium, where we are set up for the next 6 days. Cyclones taking on the Blue Rocks this week. Trying to hold on to first place, maybe build on this first place lead. When you have your target on your back, it's a little bit different. All eyes on you. Hudson Valley, by the way, taking on Aberdeen this week at Dutchess Stadium. So arguably a tougher matchup for Hudson Valley, but again, it's baseball. You never know. First pitch from Oscar Rojas to Ricardo Mendez. Fastball misses up for ball one. Wilmington coming in four games back of Brooklyn. 17-19. 1-0. Lefty takes the heater up and away for ball two. And these four guys had to play Aberdeen last week. Lost 5 of 7 against the Ironbirds. Hitters count the 2-0. That drops down and in for ball three. Rojas, the righty, spins, leans back, lunges home. And the 3-0 is letter high for a strike. That was an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Three-one, up and in. So Rojas starts the game off walking Ricardo Mendez. Ricardo, the lefty down to first base, was hitting a 233 with a 295 on base. So put him on for free. 5 homers, 38 RBIs. Cyclone seeing Wilmington for the first time since June. Played 8 games in 6 days here. You might remember that. And we split. So what happened? Nothing. 4 wins for the Cyclones. 4 wins for the Blue Rocks. Here's Jose Sanchez. 1 on, nobody out, bottom one. Pitch. Missed outside, so 5 out of the zone of the first 6 pitches for Rojas to start the game. Jose Mena catching Rojas tonight. Cyclones in their road grays, BKLYN, in capital letters across the chest. 1-0. Splits the plate for a fastball, strike one. Sanchez at 263, the on-base solid at 350. 5 homers, he's knocked in 37 runs. Mendez off first, slide step, pitch misses outside, ball two. Rojas snaps the glove big time as he gets the ball back from Mena. Oscar trying to come out and sling it like he did last week in a 3-inning start against Winston-Salem. Went 3 scoreless last Wednesday. 2-1, check swing on a slider down. Pitch wasn't in and Sanchez did not go around. So it's ball three. Denver Dangerfield, our home plate umpire. J.T. Shaw on the bases. 3-1. Fracked in the air, deep to left. Rudick takes a look back towards the wall, and it's a one-hopper up against the fence. Mendez around second. He's heading around third. Sherbin Newton's throw to the plate is not in time. Mendez slides in safely right next to Mena's legs. Jose Sanchez at second base with an RBI double, and Wilmington strikes first in the series. Blue Rocks take a 1-0 lead. Oscar falling behind Mendez, lost him. Falling behind Sanchez, 3-1. And just groove one right down the pipe. It's 103 off the bat. So Sanchez drives in his 38th. And the Blue Rocks up 1-0 with nobody out. Here is the Nationals' now number one prospect, Robert Hassel III. Pitch. Lefty takes a strike, letter high, the changeup, 0-1. So Hassel, just 20 years old, high school pick from Indiana. 2 years ago, the 0-1. High fly, right center field, Consuegra drifts over in the grass, lines it up. He makes the catch, Sanchez tags, he heads to third, the throw is a little bit late. Sanchez slides in safely. So Hassel flies out to right. And Sanchez at third with one out. Now for Hassel, he was traded last, I believe it was Tuesday or Monday. It's all kind of swerving together, that deadline. Anyway, he was traded right by the deadline, the big Juan Soto deal. But now that he's been here, 20-year-old kid, a little out of his element, new organization, that flyout, he's 0 for 14. Obvious it's a little bit early, but certainly telling. Here's Drew Miller, switch hitting catcher, batting left. 1-0 Rocks in the bottom of the first with one out. And time called against Oscar Rojas, who did not come set fast enough, so it's ball one. Dangerfield, the home plate umpire, pointed to his left wrist. First pitch. Miller cracks a line drive to the gap in right center field. It splits Ramirez and Consuegra and rolls to the fence. Sanchez trots in from third base. And Miller at second with an RBI double. 2-0 Wilmington against Oscar Rojas. So Camillus wasting no time. Drives in his seventh run in 14 games. He's now 11 for 40. And Rojas, searching for answers, has just one out in the bottom of the first inning. This brings up Yasiel Antuna. Antuna's still with this club. He's actually played back-to-back years with Wilmington, full years. Nationals number 14 prospect. Pitch. And a letter high changeup in for a strike, nothing in one. Antuna's on base at 371. The batting average, 233, with 9 homers and 38 driven in. Rocks by 2. Bottom 1. 0-1. Line towards short. Newton with a leaping catch. And Milos retreats to second base. So Antuna gave it a good poke. And it's actually a lucky setup defensively for the Cyclones. You have a lefty at the plate, so the shortstop is shaded up the middle, keeping the runner close. And because Newton was up the middle-ish, he was able to make a step to his right and a straight up leap to snag that out of the air. Hard contact, though. Here's Kevin Strohschein, righty DH, with Drew Milos, the only base runner, at second. Rojas leans in for the sign, twirling the ball behind his back. Pitch. In there at the knees for called strike. So Mena catching. William Lugo makes his Cyclones debut at third. Sherman Newton at short. Jose Peroza at second. Joe Swazi at first. With Rudick, Ramirez, and Consuegra in the outfield left to right. 0-1. Ground ball to short right at Newton. He bends, fields, and fires across in time to end the inning. But six men come to the plate. Two doubles, two ribbies, one for Sanchez, one for Milos, and a 2-0 Wilmington lead at the end of one from a hot Frawley Stadium. We're back for the second inning right after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen? The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We go to the top of the second from Frawley Stadium, right down I-95 in Wilmington, Delaware. Cyclones down 2-0 as we head to the top of the second. Brooklyn against left-hander Mitchell Parker. Parker gave up a couple of singles in that first inning. Brooklyn at first and third, it did not score. And Parker, again, trying to come back from one of his worst outings as a professional. He's only been in the organization since 2020. There was no season that year, so you're going off last year's numbers and this year's numbers. He's had a couple of clunkers where he walks a ton of batters and comes out early. But 7 runs, 8 hits, 4 outs last week against Aberdeen. Not great. William Lugo leads off the inning. First Cyclones at bat for the 20-year-old righty. First pitch in the southpaw. Fastball runs low for ball 1. Now Lugo's been in the organization, signed in 2018. August of that year. So 5th year in the Mets system. High kick 1-0. Fouled back over our heads up to the sweet level. Ball and a strike. This has been the most productive year for William Lugo. I mean, unbelievable at St. Lucie in 84 games. Weighted runs created plus of 124. 1-1. Caught on a miss. Slow breaker down and away. One ball, two strikes. First year playing full season baseball. Still very young. Ton of potential. 1-2. Caught on a miss. And Parker puts him away for his third strikeout. We'll say for William Lugo, it is not easy to come up from low A St. Lucie. Brand new team, brand new uniform. And the first at bat is against Mitchell Parker. Parker puts him away on four pitches. One down top of the second inning, 2-0 Wilmington. Here's Jose Mena, the righty catcher. Base is clear. First toss. Mena shoots one the other way. Base hit right over the first baseman, Emiliani. So Mena with a little bloop single the other way. He's a 222 with a 246 on base. Six homers, 24 driven in. Full numbers for Parker, 75 innings in the 18 starts coming in. 95 strikeouts. That's, again, a 30% strikeout rate, but 52 walks. Walk rate double of what the average is for a minor leaguer or a major leaguer, which is about 8%. Here's Joe Swazi, first toss. Fastball down low to the tall righty for ball one. Swazi at 223, six homers, 25 RBIs. Kind of similar numbers to Mena, but the on-base 80 points higher at 322. Parker's 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball off the outside corner. Ball and a strike. But while Parker, I mentioned, his ERA is low, 2.40, he's only allowed 20 earned runs in 75 innings and just 49 hits. He's also kept the ball in the ballpark this year and hasn't hit really many batters. 1-1, foul back. So the one thing for Parker holding him back from a for sure promotion to Double-A Harrisburg. And by the way, Washington does not have a very deep system. So there's a reason why he's not at Double-A, and maybe even why he's not at Triple-A quite yet. Just has to get the walks down. As everything else checks out. 2-0 lead for Wilmington. Visiting half of the second. Swazi calls for time behind 1-2. Mena took his helmet off. Slid his arms against his forehead. Wiped the sweat. Takes his lead. Parker's 1-2. Breaking ball ripped down a left field line, but twist foul. 325 down both lines. You can see the marker on the yellow stick. 3-2-5, one number over another. It's 400 to straightaway center field. Usually wind, but tonight no wind. All three flags in left center are quiet. 1-2. Swazi rips a line drive fair down the left field line. Antuna cuts over and fields it on a hop right in front of the wall. Made it a second and stops there. Swazi with another base hit. So the bottom of the order with one out. Setting the table for Sherman Newton. And the top of the order that looms on deck. Swazi played in Sunday's game, the 5-2 loss to Winston-Salem. Had a hit in that one, was also hit by a pitch. Playing a lot of first base, a lot of time in the lineup with JT Schwartz still injured. Here's Sherman, switch hitter batting right, first pitch. Chopper in the shortstop hole by Daly and in the left field. Mena gets the third and Rivera has the stop sign up. Good throw in from left for Yasiel Antuna. But it's three straight singles. And right now, Mitchell Parker enduring, as they say, death by a thousand cuts. Three singles to load the bases with one out. Five singles for the game. Newton was at 189, four homers, 27 driven in, and a 292 on base. So we go back to the top of the order for lefty Matt Rudick. Cyclones down two with one out. Lefty against lefty. Parker's pitch. Rudick fouls it back. Matt got into a very deep count to start the game. It's always a great job to be able to get in there and see what Parker has, how it moves, so we can go back and relay to the dugout. But maybe learning his lesson not to go too far into count. Get into a strikeout situation. 0-1. Fastball missed up on the 5'7" lefty. One ball, one strike.
Who's next? You're next. Perfect. Thanks for playing.
Mena at third, Swazi at second, Newton at first. Time called by the catcher, Drew Millis. So Millis back at this level. If you remember last year, Cyclones played Wilmington, of course, a ton. So Drew Millis a ton. Came over in a trade last year from Oakland.
You can check the website, BlueRocks.com.
The 1-1. Breaking ball drops into the dirt for ball two. Last year, when the Nationals cleaned house, they sent Josh Harrison and Jan Gomes to Oakland and got back Seth Schumann, who is with Washington, but also Richard Wash, pitcher we'll see in this series, and Drew Millis, the catcher. 2-1. Rudick pops it foul back and out of play, straight behind home plate. Now Millis this year, a bit older, a bit more seasoned. He's on with Double-A Harrisburg for a while, and it wasn't quite happening for him. OPS was 560. So back now here with Wilmington. 2-2. Just missed inside. Tried to snap a slider off Rudick's belt and back over the plate. Couldn't front door it fully. And so Matt Rudick, who does not want to strike out, of course, still working that keen eye. He has it full. Payoff. Rip, foul down the first baseline, right past Chris Newell, the bench coach. So because it's been about a month and a half since the Cyclones have seen Wilmington last, and to go back and look and see who's still here, who's gone, Omar Marahildo, Israel Pineda, and Darren Baker were all moved up to Double-A Harrisburg. So it took a long time for at least Marahildo and Pineda, but finally they are up. Bases juice, another 3-2, and Rudick pops it up left side of the infield. It's an infield fly. Sanchez, the third baseman, makes the catch, and that's the second out. So Rudick a chance to move some runners around, couldn't do it. Everybody has to freeze. And it's up to Matt O'Neill. Who bats with the bases loaded, two outs. Cyclones down 2-0. Two other names that checking in on, Gage Canning and Jeremy Idens, both part of last year's team that are back this year, both have been released. So Nationals cutting to make some room for new faces. Pitch to O'Neill. He pops this one sky high over home plate. Millis behind the plate and foul ground. He makes the catch right at the lip of the dirt and the grass. And the Cyclones once again strand some runners. Bases loaded, one out, and nobody moves. No runs, three hits, three left. Brooklyn has left five over the first two innings. And we go to the bottom of the second from Wilmington. 2-0 Rocks on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Cyclones have really squandered two beautiful opportunities against one of the toughest pitchers in the league, Mitchell Parker. Cyclones have five singles tonight, and they have five men left. So it's 2-0 Wilmington still. I mean, it would have been a perfect answer to a two-run bottom of the first. Give Oscar Rojas a little bit of relief. But Rojas pitching behind, and he faces Leandro Emiliani, the lefty first baseman, to open up the second. Initial offering runs up and in with the fastball for ball one. First time Cyclone seeing Emiliani this year. Kind of just got here. 12 games in. 1-0. Lefty chops it foul down the first baseline. Ball and a strike. Hails from Colombia. 22 years old. This year started with Loe Fredericksburg. Hit pretty well down there. 10 bombs, 14 doubles in 59 games. 1-1. A 22-year-old lines one up the middle. Base hit to the right of second base. He takes a turnaround first, but holds on right there for a leadoff hit. So right now, Rojas not really fooling anybody. He is without strikeout. And I don't know if the start of the game being delayed had anything to do with Rojas coming out a little bit flat. But we were supposed to start at 6:35. They said we're going to put the tarp on the field, but the rain should be done and we should start on time. So Rojas took that message to heart and was in the dugout kind of the whole time, waiting and waiting, even as they pushed the game back. Pitch to Martina. Rojas delivers strike one with the fastball. It's a hot one. Try to stay hydrated. Your mind can kind of fade on you, lose a little focus easily. Rojas trying to snap back into it. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Good rip by Junior Martina, but strike two. Junior, another one of those new faces, playing in his eighth game at this level. The 0-2. Missed up and away. Rojas falling to the first base side. Ball one. Martina, 24 years old. He's from Curacao, but went to college in the States at Western Oklahoma State Junior College. 1-2. Slider outside, and he takes for ball two. 2019 draft pick. 16th rounder. Actually, Nick Gattis, who just went up to Double A. That was the same round and same year that he was drafted. 2-2. Popped him up. Shallow center. Peroza goes out from second, but Consuegra calls him off from right and scampers in to make the catch. So Martina, who's 5-for-16 in seven games, flies out to right for the first out in the bottom of the second. Nationals affiliate up 2-0, bottom of the second. Runner at first base with one out. Here's the nine man. Cole Daly, lefty swinger. From the stretch, first pitch. Dots the outside corner, strike one. Cole at 214, but his on base rock solid at 343. He's always had a good eye here back to back years. 0-1. High fastball miss, and it's a ball and a strike. Daly, really the on base and not much else. Doesn't really hit for much power. Six doubles and a homer. Rojas off and a puff, 1-1. Swing and a miss at a tight slider down and in. 2 RBI doubles from Jose Sanchez and Drew Millis. That was in the bottom of the first. We're in the bottom of the second. 1-2. Little roller foul down the first baseline. So Rojas getting the start tonight. Three innings last time, which was a stretch against Winston-Salem. On the books, he was scheduled to throw 40 pitches. And today maybe get to 50. But it might be tough. 1-2. That sails up and away. Easy take for Daly, 2-2. So going into last week, hey, you got 40 pitches, stretch it as far as you can. He went 33 pitches over 3 innings. I mean, it's as efficient as Rojas has been all year. 2-2. Breaking ball just missed off the plate. So he's already at 31 pitches at this spot. Nobody up, though, in the pen in left field. 3-2. Daly lines one up the middle. Center field plops in the grass. Emiliani to second. He stops as Ramirez flips it back in. So while Mitchell Parker on Wilmington's side has given up 5 hits, Rojas is now at 4 hits. It's 2-0, but with the amount of just attacking that Wilmington has done, it just feels like it's only a matter of time. One big swing away. Rojas treading water. Top of the order, second time through. 2-1, 1 out for Ricardo Mendez, who walked back at the bottom of the first. Rocks by a pair, bottom two. Rojas standing sideways on the mound, gets the sign, looks at second, deals home, and missed up and away. So 33 pitches, just 19 strikes for Rojas on this hot night. Cyclones do have pitching help. That was kind of the idea where you bring in Christian Scott, Jeffrey Colon from Low A St. Lucie. 1-0. Fouled back. Wicked swing from Mendez. One ball, one strike. Talked to Justin Courtney on the pregame show today. One of the Cyclones relievers actually leads the team in appearances. Don't think we'll see Courtney today. But the bullpen, he said it, will be asked to be used a lot in the month of August. 1-1, Mendez fouls into the crowd third base side for strike two. And Brooklyn's bullpen might be called into action relatively soon. Rojas trying to get out of the second inning. 2-1, 1 out. 1 ball, 2 strikes against the Blue Rocks right fielder. Pitch, up and away. Oscar looking for his first strikeout. It's one of those things you look at, you kind of know something's off. 2-2, foul back. Just does not have that put-away pitch right now. Now, he's not somebody that strikes the world out, but if he goes without a strikeout in this game, it would be very, very rare. Strikeout rate of 22%, walk rate of 7%. He's only had one game this year where he didn't strike anybody out, and that's because he was out there for 3 batters. 2-2, grounded to shortstop. Newton to his right field, steps on second for the out. Quick throw to first, not in time. Newton tried for the single-handed double play and had a long run to get to that ball and then cut back to his left to step on second base. So he gets Daly, the force out at second, but Mendez safe at first base on the ground ball. And Emiliani down to third. So Oscar trying to pull a rabbit out of his hat, get out of this unscathed. Runners at the corners, 2 down for Jose Sanchez, who got him last time. Sanchez tugged a double to left field to make it 1-0. First pitch. Slider, strike outside corner, staying off the plate to Jose Sanchez. Oscar's issue is that he fell behind, was behind 3-1, and just had to lay a meatball in, and Sanchez didn't miss. 0-1. Slider down, kicks up dirt. It's a ball and a strike. Lights have slowly been turned on, making their presence felt a little bit more. Tall video scoreboard in right center field. And a line score, rectangular LED board in left. 1-1. Sanchez taps it foul over to the Brooklyn dugout. Third base line. So Oscar ahead 1-2. This is the fifth batter. A And he's gotten two strikes. Just a matter of getting strike three. Cyclones do have the bullpen up. But Rojas is an out away. 23-year-old set. 1-2. Cracked on the ground is short. Newton to his right. Fields in the backhand. Plants throws high to first base and into the dugout. So at least one run is in. Emiliani scores from third base. Mendez awarded third from first. And I believe Sanchez, they're just going to keep him at first base. So that was a surefire attempt to end the inning. And Newton scampered over to his right and threw high. So Sanchez goes to second base on the two-base error. That's a dead ball, ball in the dugout. 3-0 lead now for the Blue Rocks. And Luis Rivera comes to take the baseball. So just one of those nights for Oscar Rojas. He lasts an inning and two-thirds in the opening game of the series in Wilmington. Cyclones go to the pen, down 3-0. Brooklyn looking for one more out to get out of this tough start after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
So the Cyclones call on right-hander David Griffin to get out of this bottom of the second. Wilmington has a 3-0 lead. It's a Baikal Auto Mall call to the pen for Luis Rivera. So the batter, Robert Hassel III, it's second and third with two outs. Griffin uncorks, and the first pitch pops the glove on the outside corner. Strike one. So Griffin also back with the club. He returned to the Cyclones staff ahead of the last week's appearance on the 8th against Winston-Salem. 0-1. That splits the plate in two. No balls, two strikes. Trying to get the final out. He's been amazingly effective at high A. Spent time at double A and triple A. Two on, two out. The 0-2. Way upstairs at 93. Missed with the fastball. This field, a lot of meaning for David Griffin. This is where he made his affiliated debut last June. Set chest high. Another 1-2. That's fouled back. So trying to put away Robert Hassel, who's not just the number one prospect for the Nationals, but number 21 in baseball. Top 100 list. He is up there. Brett Beatty, by the way, is, I think, 18th. So very, very high. 1-2. Swinging a tip into the mitt, and Mena squeezes for strike three. And Hassel strikes out. Griffin gets his man and once again puts out the fire. He came in last week, bases loaded, one out, got out of it. He does it again here. One run, two hits, one big error, and two left. We head to the third inning. Wilmington 3, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Looking for a great way to start your weekend? Try Friday nights at Maimonides Park. All season long, Friday Cyclones home games will feature discounted alcoholic beverages like $6 24-ounce domestic beers and more to jumpstart your time away from the office. Plus, everyone in attendance gets a post-game trip around the bases. It's a home run. Make it a Friday night in Brooklyn with the Cyclones.
Top of the third inning from Frawley Stadium. Cyclones down 3-0 to the Blue Rocks. Silver lining of this one, though, for the Cyclones early is that Brooklyn has 5 hits against Wilmington. So Mitchell Parker back out there has stranded 5 runners on in the first 2 innings. So really, Brooklyn 1 base hit away from being right in this thing. 3-2 or even 3-3, and just looking for the right type of swing. So Alex Ramirez leads off, 3-4-5 in the Cyclones order. First pitch. Righty takes down low for ball one. Alex singled to right his first time. So far, O'Neill, Ramirez, Mena, Swazi, and Newton have had some luck. The 1-0. High fly into shallow right field. Mendez, who was back, comes sprinting in, slows into a jog, stops, and makes the catch. And there's one away. Though the silver lining for Parker is that if I stop giving up singles, I'll be in good shape. It's hard enough to get guys on against him like Cyclones have done over the first 2 innings. So it's tough when you lose those opportunities, go by the wayside, because then you have to ramp it back up, try to do it all over again. Base is clear, one down for Peroza. Struck out looking his first time. Parker high kick, separates and deals. And spins the fastball over the outside corner. Strike one. Mitchell does not throw very hard. About 90 miles an hour with the heat. The breaker slows into the high 70s. Good changeup as well. The 0-1. Fastball strike on the inside corner. So dotting up west to east against Peroza. Jose double taps the plate, whirls the bat around. Pinwheels it 2-3 more times. Parker turns his feet, leans back. The 0-2, missed up. Oscar Rojas done after an inning and 2/3 as the Brooklyn starter. 3 runs, 2 earned, 4 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts. And again, just 5 outs. Here comes a 1-2. And Peroza cannot hold up in a check swing. It's strike 3. Change up, down. That was Parker at his best right there. Good pace, good cadence. And Peroza on his heels from the jump. So Parker's now retired 4 in a row since loading the bases on 3 straight singles. Broken down 3-0. We're in the visiting half of the third. Here's Consuegra, bounce out to second his first time. Pitch. Righty waits on the breaking ball, but fouls it into the net down the first baseline, right over the dugout. Back on grass tonight at Frawley Stadium. Freshly painted chalk down the dirt lines. Parker's 0-1. Crack down the left field line. Antuna glides over but turns to play it off the wall. A one-hopper. Consuegra around first into second base with a double. That's Brooklyn's first extra base hit of the night, but sixth overall. And that double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. So Consuegra, who was a little bit cold last week against Winston-Salem, heating back up on the road. Now, he's been exceptional. Did not start the year with the Cyclones. But between St. Lucie and here, he has a Mets minor league best, 24 doubles. Cyclones looking to pounce, get one back. Here's Lugo, pitch. Fastball a little bit up, a little bit away for ball one. And Parker slipped. Now Mitchell delivered that pitch. And his feet kind of kicked out from under him. He just kind of dropped. Gets the ball back, takes an extra minute. The pitch clock is winding down on him, though. They haven't reset it. Now they do. Leans in for the sign, kind of doubles over. That ball dangling right above his cleat. And now as he steps off the mound, here comes Mario Lison and the trainer, Don Neidig. Neidig with his trusty towel. They take the walk out to one of the top arms in the national system. Very slow to get up after delivering that pitch. Sometimes in these situations, don't want to read into it, but a guy gets a little embarrassed. So maybe Parker just needing a moment. Kick right off the mound. So we usually take a look at the scoreboard around the fourth inning, but Jersey Shore has caught our eye tonight, playing Greensboro in North Carolina. Scoreless first inning, scoreless second inning. Jersey Shore comes out at the top of the third and scores 13 runs. 13 runs in one inning. And that's got to be some kind of record. The Cyclones, they did something similar in Bowling Green, if you remember. I don't think it was, you know, 13 runs. It wasn't. Brooklyn scored 10 in the sixth. And Jersey Shore has scored 13. Now eventually, Greensboro got out of it, but it's 13-0 in the fourth. So Parker is good to go. Both Lison and Neidig back to the dugout. Here's the 1-0 to Lugo. And it's up and away, ball two. Cyclones down 3-0. Consuegra takes a walking lead off second. And as he walks off, takes a look at the outfielders, checks the depth. Two outs, the 2-0. Way outside. Push the changeup off the plate. Mitchell, big kid, 6'5", 225. Got a very strong trunk. Kind of bends down low when he pushes off. The 3-0 clips the outside corner. Fastball strike to make it 3-1. And Luis Rivera, the manager for the Cyclones in that third base coaching box, might be said a word or two to Dangerfield. But now Lugo, a hitter. Pitch. Down and away, and Lugo is on for the first time. So Lugo showing off that patience that he displayed in St. Lucie. Again, he was probably one of those hitters that performed better than expected. Just one of those guys that eventually seems to find it. And obviously getting his start here. I've seen him for two at-bats, so can't really give you an idea. But down there, he hit .261. So can hit for average a little bit. The on-base was .347. So two on, two out. Cyclones once again with some traffic. And here's Mena. Likes to attack early in counts. Parker's pitch. Down and away. Missed with the fastball. Ball one. So with both Consuegra and Lugo getting on, the only player that has not reached is Jose Perosa. And by the way, we're in the third inning. So the Cyclones with a ton of traffic. 1-0. Check swing. Caught on and missed. Almeida could not hold up on the changeup. And it's a ball and a strike. What does that mean? Left side of the infield playing Mena DePaul. Martina, the second baseman, is about 10 feet off second base. 1-1 in the dirt. Bounces by Millis, but the runners stay put as Drew fires to his right out of his crouch to pick it up. Drew is really a terrific catcher. Again, came over from Oakland last year in a trade. Impressive back there. Double-A catcher. His bat yet to catch up, but he's back there as a veteran presence. So he helps Parker out. Keeps it at first and second with two outs. And now the 2-1. Maynard slaps one to short. Daly charges. Underhand flips to second. Martina squeezes for the fielder's choice out. And the inning is over. The Cyclones have left now seven men over the first three innings. And Mitchell Parker maintains his shutout. No runs, one hit, one walk, and two left. Middle of three, Wilmington up by three against Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Home half of the third inning on a Tuesday night at Frawley Stadium. This is the opener of a six-game set. Cyclones waking up this morning, heading on the bus, leading the division by a half game. Up by a half over Hudson Valley. Check in on the Renegades in just a little bit. Wilmington has jumped against Oscar Rojas. Brooklyn starter knocked out of the game in the second inning. David Griffin has taken over, and you always feel confident with Griffin, even in an emergency situation like this. Now, it might be an emergency for Rojas and for the fans listening in, but every team's always ready with somebody to get up quickly, just in case the situation happens like it did with Rojas, where he's just not effective and gets knocked out after five outs. So Griffin faces Millis, Antuna, and Stroshine. Millis, the switch hitter, batting left. First pitch, fastball. Catches the inside corner at 91. No balls and a strike. Millis doubled his last time, made it 2-0. First at bat, though, with a night against Griffin. The 0-1. Change up, fouled back. And it's strike two. David Griffin from Massachusetts went to Division III Curry College. Started the year with the Cyclones, but went up on May 2nd to Binghamton. Made two spot starts with Cuse. The 0-2, chop foul. Very late swing for Millis, just to stay alive. Third baseline wide open. William Lugo playing shortstop. The 0-2, missed up and away, ball one. So Swazi hugging the line at first. Perosa, probably normal second base. Newton is up the middle. Probably four strides from straight away up the middle. And Lugo well off the line. 1-2. Change up down low. Big mountain of clouds comes floating in from left field, from the west. Kind of ominous looking. 2-2. Popped up and had a play over the third base dugout into the crowd. It's that sticky part of the summer on the East Coast where if you look at the radar, it doesn't look like much. And even if you look at the future cast, they may say clear. But it's just one of those situations where these things sometimes pop up and get annoying. So it looks like a dark stretch of clouds out in the distance. 2-2. Miller swings and tips it into the mitt and strikes out. So Griffin has come on. He's faced two hitters, and he's struck them both out. One down in the bottom of the third. Base is clear for Wilmington. One out. Blue Rocks lead 3-0. Here's Antuna, switch hitter batting left. Pitch, foul back. This time Lugo, instead of playing shortstop against the lefty, was in on the grass. And as strike one goes by, back pedals, a bit closer to that shifty spot near short. 0-1, change up, bounce to first base. Swazi ingests it and takes it to the bag himself for the out. So David Griffin means outs. Three up and three down as he struts his way back to the mound. And here's Kevin Strohschein. Rojas never seemed to get into a rhythm. And this Wilmington team is not a really great offensive team. They can kind of, their starting pitching's a little bit better than their hitting. But if you give them opportunities, they're going to take advantage. First toss to Strohschein. He slams the slider into right center field. Ramirez skates over and makes the catch in the gap on the run. So a 1-2-3 for David Griffin. That's much more like it. And we head to the fourth inning from Frawley Stadium. It's the Blue Rocks 3 and the Cyclones nothing on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Saturday night's all right for drinking. Every Saturday home game during the 2022 season, the Cyclones will be offering baseball you can drink. This special package offers 2 hours of an open bar from 30 minutes before first pitch to 90 minutes after scheduled first pitch. Enjoy access to an open bar with beer, wine, hard seltzer, mixed drinks, and soft drinks in the backyard. Baseball you can drink every Saturday at Maimonides Park.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering 2 drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first 2 drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first 2 drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get 2 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
On a sticky Tuesday night in Delaware, the Cyclones grab the sticks into the top of the fourth inning, trailing Wilmington. Blue Rocks have a 3-0 lead. First game of 6. Cyclones in first place. It's game 37 of 66 in the second half. Game 103 overall. And Brooklyn, by the way, is right at 500 at 51-51. Brooklyn opened the year down here. Lost 2 out of 3 to the Blue Rocks. Then at Maimonides Park, the weird fog week where we only ended up getting 4 games in. Wilmington won 3 out of 4. And then the two teams split a month ago. Split an 8-game set right here. Joe Swazi leads off. He singled his last time. Brooklyn again down 3-0 into the fourth. Pitch. Foul back on the fastball. Swazi aggressive, but it's strike one. Parker into the inning with 56 pitches. He has struck out 4 and walked 1. So if his walks stay low, he's staying effective. But the Cyclones have hit him. 5 singles and a double, but no runs. The 0-1 missed up and away. Big fastball at 91. 1-1. Swazi triple taps the plate, pinwheels the bat around, leans back as he waggles the bat. The 1-1. Fisted up into the air, shallow left field. Daly out from shortstop. He makes the call and the catch. Tough play. running out kind of sideways with his right shoulder towards the infield and left shoulder towards the wall. Hassel was playing in pretty deep center field. And Daly had to go out pretty quickly and made the catch on Swaz. So one down in the top of the fourth. Take a look at the scores in the league. Hudson Valley opening up a six-gamer with Aberdeen at the Dutch. Sherman Newton at the plate. Switch hitter batting right. Pitch. Down and in for ball one. Hudson Valley and Aberdeen are tied at one in the bottom of the fifth. That is a series that is a little bit peculiar for Brooklyn. 1-0. High pop into center. This time Hassel comes trotting down, looks up into the gray sky and makes the catch. And Newton now 1-for-2. Both Hudson Valley and Aberdeen are kind of right there, second and third place. So do you want one to completely wipe out the other? Do you want them to split and kind of stay stagnant? I don't know, as a fan, what you would want in a situation where the, you know, second and third team is in the division are playing each other for 6 days straight. Two down for Matt Rudick, top of the fourth. Base is clear. First toss lefty to lefty. And the slider, check swing, he went around. Nothing in one. Mentioned Greensboro and Jersey Shore. A thunderous 13-run inning for Jersey Shore. Top of the fifth, they have a 13-0 lead. Rome leads the South Division, but Asheville is up 5-0 in the top of the seventh. Comes the 0-1 to Rudy. And a grounder over the mound toward short. Daly charges. Fields behind second and snaps it over to first in time for Parker's first 1-2-3 inning of the night. We are done with 3.5 innings from a humid Frawley Stadium. It's a 3-0 lead for Wilmington in favor of Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Wilmington back to the plate against right-hander David Griffin. Griffin's been stellar since coming on in early relief. Four up and four down. But in this bottom of the fourth, Wilmington has a 3-0 lead against Brooklyn. Out in left field, over the highway, up over the hill out there. Kind of see little flashes of light. But if the Cyclones and Blue Rocks get lucky, it'll go north. We can track it, but it'll be north. And hopefully leave us alone. Emiliani, the lefty, leads off. First pitch. Fastball line the other way. Rudick in left field. Scurries over and makes the catch. One pitch and one out. Emiliani saw one on the outside corner. Tried to guide it in the left center. And Rudick with a nice job to make the snag. If you look straight up, you have that kind of natural darker blue, almost a violet sky. Just a regular sky turning into night. But out in left center field, it is darker, deepish gray-blue with those flashes. Here's the eight hitter, second baseman Junior Martina. Flew out his first time. Pitch, slider, snaps in for strike one. Two runs in the first inning, one run in the third inning for the Blue Rocks. Nothing, though, against Griffin. Pitch. Slider down and out. Martina takes, and it's a ball and a strike.
Oh, yeah, it's still early August. I got you.
Take a look at the Mets minor leagues affiliates tonight. including a big game with AAA. 1-1. It's off the plate for ball two. Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez back together at Syracuse. They were with Brooklyn last year. A little bit of bingo this year before Alvy went up. Beatty hitting fifth today. Alvy hitting second. 2-1. Rip and a miss by Martina. And it's 2-2. So Alvarez with an RBI single so far. Beatty is 0-2, but Daniel Palka has hit two home runs. The 2-2 missed outside. Griffin tried to plant the fastball on the far side of the plate, but it's ball three. Griffin holds the set, the 3-2. Slider slammed in the center. Ramirez back on it, twists the hips towards his right and makes the... Oh, it hit his glove and rolled away and drops along the warning track. Martina around second. He's into third base, sliding and safe. Ramirez went back on it, tracked it really nicely, and then turned the hips at the last second. Had another couple strides in him before he got to the spot. He looked like he had it with ease. And it just hit off his webbing and knocked away. So it's an E8, second Brooklyn error. The first error led directly to a run. This one might be just a little nugget on the way to a run. So Martina at third. Here's Daly. Pitch. It's lifted in the air to deep left field. Rudick heading over towards the corner. Off balance, he makes the catch. Martina tags and scores easily. And the sacrifice fly from Cole Daly makes it 4-0 Wilmington. Now you have to hand it to the Blue Rocks. They have really struggled. Last week, kind of embarrassed a little bit against Aberdeen. Didn't show up. The week before that, didn't really show up against Jersey Shore. But the Cyclones are handing them opportunities on a platter, and they are taking every advantage. So an error leads directly to a run on the next pitch. Two outs, base is clear for Ricardo Mendez. First toss. Fastball missed low for ball one. So Syracuse trailing Buffalo 4-3 after six innings. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. The fastball. Ball and a strike. Binghamton with Alex Valverde on the mound. Trailing Altoona 6-0, bottom seven. St. Lucie up 4-2 at Clearwater. Top of the seventh. 1-1. That snaps across the plate. Knee high on the outside corner on Mendez for strike two. Mets take it on Cincinnati. There was some light rain, about an hour delay start at Citi Field. But they have begun. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and Mendez strikes out. So Griffin has literally done nothing wrong tonight. He's been excellent in relief. The E8 from Alex Ramirez leads to a run. By the way, Mets and Reds are scoreless, bottom one from Citi Field. This game is 4-0 Wilmington as we head to the fifth. Cyclones down on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Well, now not a great start for the Cyclones in this opener. Wilmington has a 4-0 lead, but Brooklyn does come back to the plate at the top of the fifth. It's a game that the Cyclones kind of want to restart a little bit. I mean, how many chances have there been tonight at the plate? They've left seven men on. And then defensively, any time Wilmington gets a sniff of that carrot dangling out there, they take a big bite. Cyclones left, wondering, when do we get that chance? Matt O'Neill leads off. It's the third time through the order. Mitchell Parker deals. And a check swing at a low pitch is cut on a miss from O'Neill. Strike one. JT Shaw asked on appeal down the first baseline if O'Neill went, and he said yes. No argument there. Matt tonight, an infield single and a pop-out. The 0-1. Righty slams a high fly into shallow left. Mendez trots over towards the line and in deep right field makes the catch for the out. O'Neill actually got the party started in the first inning with a single. It ended up setting up first and third. One out. But Perosa and Consuegra both made out. That ended that threat. And then O'Neill, bases loaded, two outs. He popped out to end the inning. So here's Alex Ramirez, broken down 4-0, top five. First pitch, swing and a miss. Big healthy cut at a high fastball, strike one. Ramirez, a little bit frustrated, made an error in center field that immediately led to a run. Bottom of the fourth, the 0-1. That dots the outside corner, fastball, strike two. Going back on a ball towards the warning track. Jogging, had it the whole way, and then at the last second when he reached his glove up, it clipped off his mitt and bounded away. High kick, Parker's 0-2. Foul back. So that allowed Martina to get to third. And the next pitch, Cole Daly served a sacrifice fly into the deep left field corner. Again, you can't ask for taking advantage better than that. Parker spins the 0-2, and the breaking ball in there, strike three. Alex with his patented slow head tilt down, and maybe telling the umpire that was a little bit up, but Ramirez takes strike three, and it's Parker's fifth punchy of the night.
Wow, you saw that?
Fans starting to ooh and ah at some of that center field lightning. Looks like it's a couple miles away, but still bright enough. It's a flash as each pitch comes in. Perosa at the plate, nobody on, two outs. First pitch, fouls back to high fastball for strike one. Everybody's been on the Cyclones lineup except for Perosa, who's arguably the hottest hitter in the lineup in the last month, certainly over the last 2 weeks. Two strikeouts, the 0-1. Fastball fouled back for strike two. So Parker is going right at Jose Perosa. Perosa not even a chance kind of work to count at all. Struck out on a 1-2 pitch in the first and a 1-2 pitch in the third. That was looking. Waggles the bat. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Parker. And it's popped up into the murky clouds in left field. Daly, the shortstop, goes out. He makes the catch right in front of Antuna, the left fielder, to end the inning. Well, it's kind of the biggest fear. Parker was giving you an opportunity there the first three innings. Brooklyn left seven men on, and now that Parker has figured his stuff out, he's retired seven in a row. We are halfway through the ballgame at Frawley Stadium. Wilmington 4, Brooklyn nothing on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
We move into the second half of the ball game, bottom of the fifth. Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate, has a 4-0 lead against the Cyclones. So these Mets guys at high A tonight have out-hit Wilmington, have out-opportunity'd Wilmington with base runners. But the Blue Rocks have taken advantage of their situations to take a 4-0 lead. Jose Sanchez leads off. First pitch from Griffin. Fastball down and out. Misses for ball one to the righty. Sanchez put the bat on the ball twice tonight. RBI double. And then reached on an E6. 1-0. Breaking ball. Connects on the outside corner to even the count. Sky getting even darker. There's one light stanchion in right, one in left. Flashes of bolts in straightaway center field. 1-1. Slider. Cued foul over to the first base dugout. One ball, two strikes. It is currently 82 degrees with the humidity 77%. The righty's 1-2. Slider slam foul to the right and over towards the first base concourse. Not a very big concourse at all at Frawley Stadium. Seats are blue. Two levels in a U-shape and then some bleachers down the third baseline. 1-2 again. Fastball missed up. Second floor above us. The press level is on the first floor right off the concourse. Second floor is suites. And that's it. Just two stories. 2-2. Slider towards the middle of the infield. Newton to his left. Reaches out. Field spins. Throws to first. Got him. Shervin with one of the best plays of the year. That was filthy. And his momentum took him into center field. He's got such a long, tall frame. So in that 6'4 body gets over to his left and reaches down, he can really go grab it like the branches of a tree. Just extend longer than anybody else can. So Newton makes a nifty play. And here's Robert Hassel the third. Pitch. Lefty pops it up into left field. Rudick back and over a few steps. Curls around to make the catch. And Hassel tonight 0-for-3. So his struggles continue. He's just trying to get on base. Playing in his fifth game. He has walked three times, but is 0-for-16 since coming over to the Washington system. 4-0 Wilmington, bottom of the fifth. Here's Drew Millis. Switch hitter batting left. Griffin uncorks, and the fastball caught on a miss for strike one. Millis an RBI double, part of the two-run first inning, and then a strikeout. 0-1. Clubbed in the air towards right center field. Consuegra in, stops, and makes the catch. And David Griffin is on cruise control right now. And really the only quote-unquote mistake he's made wasn't even a mistake he made. It was an E8 from center fielder Alex Ramirez. But outside of that, David Griffin has really been perfect. We go to the sixth, Wilmington 4, Brooklyn nothing in the opener from Frawley Stadium. Trivia next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
We march along into the top of the sixth inning from Frawley Stadium. Keith Rad with you on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. Cologne's looking for some luck. Brooklyn is down 4-0. Mitchell Parker has now kind of really settled down from giving up 6 hits over the first 3 innings. 6 hits, 7 base runners, all have been left on tonight by the Cyclones. In the inning, it's 5, 6, and 7. Stanley Consuegra, William Lugo, and Jose Mena. Consuegra leading off. He doubled his last time. Parker fires, and Stanley rolls over foul off the sidewall down the third baseline. 0-1. So Stanley with the only extra base hit tonight for the Cyclones. Everybody else has a single. Wind starting to pick up just a little bit. High kick, the 0-1. Fastball up. 1-1. Saw in between innings. Wilmington management going out to talk to the umpires about the impending weather, which right now has skirted us. The 1-1. Way inside. Consuegra kicks out the back foot and takes for ball two. Parker shoots his hands way up, brings the glove back in front of his face. Here comes the 2-1. Way up and in, and Consuegra twists towards the umpire for ball three. More flashes of lightning that started in left field, in center field, are now over the buildings out in right field, part of the Wilmington downtown area. Here comes the 3-1. And Consuegra bangs it towards third, and it's by Sanchez. Base hit. Second hit for Consuegra, who thought about two. Stays on for a single. Top of your Coney Combos trivia question. As always, we ask you a question in the top of the sixth. Give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth and ask you to chime in with the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. If you get it right, give you a shout out. Here's Lugo. Brooklyn down 4-0 in the top of the sixth. Pitch. Fastball missed off the plate for ball one. Part of me, selfishly, with the winds of change happening in the ballpark and things now blowing in the booth that weren't before. Stats sliding by, rosters. I don't want to lose this question to a potential rain delay. The 1-0. Change up in the dirt. Ball two. So we'll do it anyway. On this date in baseball history, 1979, Walter O'Malley was the longtime Dodgers owner. Passed away at 75 years old. So kind of a big momentous day in Brooklyn history. 2-0. It's down low, ball three. O'Malley was a very famous owner. That was a time where they had, you know, Leo DeRocher was their general manager and field manager. Larry McPhail was around.
I got you.
3-0 on Lugo, walked his last time. Pitch. Right down the chute for called strike one. But who did O'Malley put in charge of his farm, of his minor league club? Mentioned some names, but who was the one who ran the minor leagues? 3-1. Check swing foul into the net down the first baseline. 3-2. So if you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. Top of the sixth, one on, nobody out. Parker's pitch. Lugo grounds it to short. Daly to his right. Fields bobbles. Throws only to first and gets Lugo by a half step. So a potential double play. Daly just could not get it out of his glove like a wet bar of soap. So Consuegra is safe at second base. Now, Walter O'Malley passed away this date in 1979. And under his ownership, tutelage brought in this guy who ended up running the minor leagues and the farm. Pitch to Jose Mena. Clawed down the left field line over third and towards the corner, base hit. Consuegra raved around third by Luis Rivera. And he scores standing up. And Jose Mena points over to the third base dugout. He's got the RBI single and the Cyclones are finally on the board. It's 4-1 Wilmington. Mena's second hit. And again, his pattern tonight, wasting no time. This bottom of the order has been very aggressive. And this mentality has worked against Parker, who has given up 8 hits. Now here comes Mario Lison. He is the manager. He's going to the bullpen. So Lison kind of chariots of fire, getting out there quickly. Took 3 steps and pointed into right field. Claps takes the ball from Parker, who is done. It's the sixth inning. It's 4-1 Wilmington. There's one on and one out. And the Blue Rocks go to the bullpen. We'll be back with the rest of the top of the sixth next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code CYCLONES at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Mario Lison goes from one lefty to another and brings in the southpaw Garvin Alston, who the Cyclones have seen a good chunk this year. Brooklyn has scored for the first time in the game. They had a ton of opportunities early on, did not score. But in the top of the sixth, it's Jose Mena who has ripped a single into left field to bring in Stanley Consuegra. So Mena's on at first. He was the last batter that Mitchell Parker faced. Parker's line still open because Mena's still on the bases. And the batter, the eight man, Joe Swazi, who has a single tonight in 2 trips. Alston, tall lefty, bright red glove. Pitch. Letter high, fastball, strike, nothing in one. Alston, 25 years old, formerly of the White Sox organization, first year in the national system. The 0-1, bounce to the plate, Milos chests it down and keeps Mena at first. Boy, Milos really is terrific. So Alston coming on in relief, a strikeout rate a little bit below average at 22%. The walk rate above average at 11%. One one. Swazi swings and tips it into Milos' mitt. Strike
yeah,
two.
I've been watching more in the last 4 weeks.
33 innings this year at this level. 30 strikeouts, 15 walks. He's given up three home runs.
Yeah, he's good.
Just 20 hits, though, in 33 innings. Swazi with two strikes, calls for extended time. Cyclones looking to keep a potential rally going. Mena at first with one out. Swazi back in. Alston's 1-2. Caught on and miss. Soft change down and away. Man, Swazi strikes out. Now there's two down. Sky has gone jet black now. Just normal nighttime sky. Still see some flashes in the distance of lightning. Those red brake lights of I-95 moving north and south up over the left field wall. Here's Newton with two outs. Pitch. Alston misses off the plate with ball one. Sherbin pinwheels the bat around. He also has a single in two trips. Brooklyn with a lot of hits tonight. 1-0. Clubbed in the air to center. Hassel back on it towards the warning track. Now curls around, squares up to the infield and makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Alston comes on and limits the damage, but one run against Parker on two hits and one left. The answer to our trivia question, who did Walter O'Malley kind of bring in to head up the farm system for the Brooklyn Dodgers? We'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth when we get back. Wilmington 4, Brooklyn 1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the sixth inning from Frawley Stadium. Keith Rad with you under a night sky in Delaware. 4-1 lead for the Washington Nationals affiliate. And David Griffin continuing on in what has been tremendous extended relief. Cyclones just kind of crossing their fingers. See how long this luck works. Griffin's faced one over the minimum. And he sees Antuna, Stroshine, and Emiliani. These guys go 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Get to the answer of our trivia question. First pitch to Antuna. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Now one more time for the question. This date in baseball history, 1979. Dodgers owner Walter O'Malley passed away. 0-1. Foul back. O'Malley integral in so many things. He moved the team from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. Well, while he was in Brooklyn, he had to kind of build out the farm system. And so who did he task in doing that? 0-2. That's low. Well, I'll give you one more hint. It is also the same guy.
You want to have it?
That sign, Jackie Robinson. 1-2. That's up and away. So one last chance to throw in those answers with the hashtag ConyConvos on Twitter. Antuna has lined out and grounded out. Trying to lead off the home half of the sixth. 2-2. Fouled up and away. Well, the answer is Branch Rickey. Branch Rickey is the correct answer. So the Wolf howling in, got it right on Twitter. The 2-2. Antuna clubs one in the air towards right field. Consuegra over, and he turns to play it off the fence. Antuna around first, heading for second. Consuegra throws to second, and it's a little bit late. It's a double for Antuna off the right field wall. And Wilmington set up with a leadoff two-base hit. So Branch Rickey, probably know the name more for what he did with Jackie Robinson. It's giving him an opportunity. But Branch Rickey, I have to thank Branch Rickey. We all do. Everybody's sitting in Frawley Stadium right now, everybody in the minor leagues. Because Branch Rickey, we take it for granted now, but he basically invented the minor league system. The whole thing, the A's and the double A's and the triple A's. Pitch to Kevin Strohschein. Takes a fastball up for ball one. By the way, first hit that Griffin has given up in relief. 4-1 Wilmington. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Strohschein 0 for 2. 1-0. Swing and a miss at a fastball. And it actually was a foul ball, just a piece of it. So it's one ball, one strike. Now, Branch Rickey was brought over to the Dodgers, but really where he kind of made his magic happen was when he was with St. Louis, who was with the Cardinals, and he built out kind of the first farm club. a puppy. It had to start somewhere. 1-1. Ground ball back towards the middle. Backhanded by Perosa at second base. Throws to first and gets Strohschein. And Tuna down to third. But back in the early part of the 1900s, basically when baseball was beginning, there were just teams that were around. And you'd have to, if you were a major league team, you'd have to buy a player from the team. That's basically what the Dodgers did with Jackie Robinson and the Kansas City Monarchs. They bought his contract. Here's Emiliani with a runner at third. One out. First pitch. Lefty cuts and misses for a strike. Infield is in all the way around. Shervin Newton, the shortstop, is tugged over towards the middle. So there's a gap between Newton and Lugo on the left side. 0-1. Line in the air to left. Rudick back on it. Makes the catch. Antuna tags, heads to the plate. Rudick's throw is not in time. Antuna slides in right foot first, and it's a sac fly for Emiliani. Wilmington takes a 5-1 lead. Everything going right for Wilmington. There's situational hitting tonight. I mean, I don't know how they score it, and you really don't score it, but it just reminds me of quarterback rating in football. Just everything going right, your rating's off the charts. Tonight, everything Wilmington is doing is successful. Now, Brooklyn is appealing towards third base. And, wow, they say Antuna left early. So Denver Dangerfield, the home plate umpire, said that Antuna left early on the catch in left field, and the inning is over. The run does not score. The Cyclones appealed a ton on Sunday, didn't get it right, and that time Griffin threw over. And the Cyclones got it right. So it's 4-1, not 5-1. How about that? So we go to the seventh inning. It is a 4-1 lead for Wilmington. We're back after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murphs, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murphs, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older, too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Thank you.
So we go to the seventh inning. Cyclones catch their first break of the night. It is a 4-1 Wilmington lead in Delaware. This is the opener of a six-game series. Cyclones lineup turns over for the fourth time. It's lefty Matt Rudick leading off against southpaw Garvin Alston. Garvin came on to get the final two outs in the sixth. First pitch, Rudy takes a breaking ball, strike, nothing and one. So Parker Dunn, his line closed after, of course, the end of that inning. One run over five and a third with eight hits allowed. Pitch. Breaking ball nabs the outside corner against Rudick. Strike two. So Parker struck out five, walked one, didn't hit anybody, and did an amazing job to limit the damage. Limited all those base runners. Rudick, O'Neill, and Ramirez. Alston's 0-2. Ground ball to short. Daly to his right. Scoops it up between his feet and snaps it across the diamond in time. One away. So Rudick now 0-for-4. His batting average dips sub 200. Now we'll take a look at some scores from around the South Atlantic League. Hudson Valley leading Aberdeen 3-1. So the pressure, it'll be put on everybody every single night, but it's on Brooklyn again tonight. Pitch to Matt O'Neill. Big breaking ball, stays up for ball one. Cyclones again, half game lead over first place. Hudson Valley is in second, and they're up 3-1. Next pitch to O'Neill. Check swing is a full swing on appeal. It's a ball and a strike. Tyler Hardman, Grant Richardson, Spencer Henson have all hit solo home runs tonight for Hudson Valley. A 1-1. O'Neill takes a slider strike on the inner half, 1-2. Jersey Shore continues their onslaught against Greensboro. The Blue Claws lead 14-2, bottom seven. 1-2. A little bit low. O'Neill holds up on the check swing this time, and it's 2-2. Alston's shoulders rise and now fall as he gets the sign. 2-2. O'Neill swings through. Swung late. Missed time that one from Alston, who snuck 92 by. Back-to-back outs for Garvin Alston. Tall, crafty lefty, and crafty in the sense that he really does not pitch forward nor backward. He does an amazing job of not letting you feel what's coming next. Goes all of his pitches for strikes. Pitch to Alex Ramirez. He fouls back the fastball for strike one. Cyclones chasing three. Wilmington has a 4-1 lead. Top half of the seventh. With the bases empty and two outs. Early single for Ramirez, but 1-for-3. High kick, 0-1. Fouls back the fastball, strike two. Alston coming in with that one at 93 miles an hour, but can slow it down. He hasn't done it tonight, but he's done it in series past. To the high 60s, he's throwing breaking balls in 66, 68 miles an hour. He's a bit of an uncomfortable at bat. Fun for us to watch, but maybe not so fun to be in the batter's box. Gets the sign and the 0-2. Strike three called inside corner. Ramirez takes strike three for the second consecutive time. Five in a row retired out of the bullpen from Garvin Alston. And he and Wilmington, they are on a mission tonight, playing really well. We go to the home half of the seventh. Brooklyn down 4-1 in Wilmington on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud women-owned business,
Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Home half of the seventh inning on a Tuesday night, a scorching night at Frawley Stadium. Wilmington back at the plate, leading Brooklyn 4-1. My name is Keith Rad on the Cyclones Radio Network. A 1-2-3 from Garvin Alston in the top half of the inning. So Wilmington good out of the bullpen. Their bats have been really good tonight. Junior Martina stands in, but the righty Nolan Clenny, freshly into the game, comes set. Deals his first pitch, and the fastball grounded to third. First ball for William Lugo tonight. He zings it across for the out. So Clenny comes on after four delectable innings of relief for David Griffin. That was a real big pick-me-up for the Cyclones. Griffin, though, unfortunately gave up one unearned run. Gave up a double. But appealed in that sixth inning, and what could have been another run turned into an out, and a big out. One out for Cole Daly, the nine-man. Pitch. Lefty swings through the change down and in. Strike one. So that sixth inning, Antuna led off with a double and was at third base with one out. Here's the 0-1. Skips to the plate for ball one. Emiliani lifted a fly ball into left. Matt Rudick made the catch. Antuna tagged and came home. And we thought scored. 1-1. Missed inside. Ball two. Rudick fired in. The throw was a little bit late. Matt with an average arm. Didn't think he was going to get it, but made it a pretty close play. But the Cyclones appealed. The 2-1. In there on the outside corner to even the count. Strike two. Cyclones appealed that Antuna left early. Home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield was all over it. He said yes with a fist pump. 2-2. Slam foul off the netting. Up and into the seating bowl behind home plate. So that made a 5-1 game. A 4-1 game. So a run erased. 2-2. Clenny's slider cut on and missed. And Daly the second out. So Clenny throwing some nasty stuff. That was a slider at 88. He's been mixing in kind of a cutter, which the Cyclones are not really too keen on calling it a straight cutter. It's just a slider, and then he has a slider that has less break, just a little bit of horizontal movement. Here's Mendez with two outs. First pitch, that's the true slider, and it's down and in for ball one. Clenny with a pace to him, gets the ball back, leans in for the sign. He's ready to roll. Two outs in the bottom of the seventh. 4-1, Wilmington. Blue Rocks at the plate. 1-0. Slider outside. Ball two. Mendez, the top man in the lineup tonight. A walk. But outside of that, 0-2. Walked and scored in the two-run first inning for Wilmington. Cyclones have been behind the whole way. 2-0. Just missed outside. Clenny continues to try to throw a backdoor slider against the lefty, but all three have stayed up and stayed out. Pitch. That's a little bit low, so it's a four-pitch walk, and Mendez takes ball four for the second time tonight. Mendez Sanchez is the leadoff hitter. You really would imagine that Jose Sanchez would be a better candidate. And just by frankly looking at the numbers, Mendez is on base, is sub 300. Meanwhile, Sanchez is better than 350. But the Cyclones will put Mendez on for free tonight. Twice. Pitch to Sanchez. Jose takes the slider. Strike one. Just goes back to what has been a theme of the night for Wilmington. Is that if you give them base runners, they have shown that they will bring them all in. All of them. 0-1. Breaking ball. Strike two. So some legally and some illegally. So Antuna came in, I promise you that. But he left early, so he was called out eventually. Sanchez a double, reached on error and a ground out. He's behind 0-2. Plenty deals. Runner goes, pitch taken low, and the throw down to second is not in time. Stolen base for Ricardo Mendez. That's something he does really, really well. Ricardo, 16 stolen bases in 21 tries. Blue Rocks up by three. Plenty of strike away from getting out of the jam. Pitch. Caught on and missed. Got him with a slider. Ball in the dirt. Maina picks it up, throws down to first base, and Swazi completes the 2-3 putout. No runs, no hits, a walk, and one left. We head into the eighth inning on a Tuesday night. Wilmington up 4-1 against Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
Top of the eighth inning, brand new arm in for Mario Lisone's Wilmington Blue Rocks. This bullpen trying to hold on to a 4-1 lead against the Cyclones. And the new guy is right-hander Richard Wash. Wash, the Cuban who came over last year with Drew Millis, Seth Schumann, for Jan Gomes and Josh Harrison. 24-year-old right-hander, back down from Double A, where he just didn't quite have it as a starter, reliever. Good numbers, not great numbers. So he is back with these guys at High A. Jose Peroza leads off. Brooklyn has six outs to work with, down three. Wash steals, and the first pitch misses off for ball one. Wind kind of changing its course, blowing in from center field now. Hoping to stave off the rain for two more innings. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. That was 95 miles an hour. One ball, one strike. So Garvin Alston, just saw him complete his task over About two innings. Pretty good, by the way. Here's the 1-1. It's down and out for ball two. Olsen got five outs, three via the strikeout. And now it's up to Wash, who certainly can go the final two innings. Started a couple games at Double A. Started eight, came out of the bullpen 10 times. Jersey rippling, the 2-1, way up and in. All of this 95 miles an hour out of the bullpen. Barroza 0 for 3. Cyclones down by 3. Hitters count 3-1. Way inside. Barroza spins out of the way. The bat comes flying out of his hand. It's ball 4. So Barroza gets on base. It didn't hit him, but it was awfully close. So while Barroza's hitting streak of 8 straight is in jeopardy, he has been on now for 11 in a row. So it's a leadoff free base runner for the Cyclones. And here is the red hot Stanley Consuegra walks in with this into this at bat with 2 hits. Pitch. Strike on the inside corner. That one came in at 93. Consuegra, a double, a single. He has scored Brooklyn's only run tonight. Barroza not a base stealer. 0-1. Breaking ball, missed off the plate. Mets just took a 2-0 lead on a Francisco Lindor 2-run home run against Mike Minor. So Mets, he's on the back of number 20. Have the lead heading to the fourth inning at Citi Field. 1-1. Up and in, it's ball 2. Triple A Syracuse lost to Buffalo, the Toronto affiliate, 4-3. Triple A debut for Brett Beatty. The 2-1 popped foul. So I don't know if you could hear it, but I certainly can. There's a siren going on in town. There's light flashing in the distance and thunder. You can hear it. But in between innings, grounds crew is speaking to the umpire, so they have their eyes on the radar. Keep everybody safe. 2-2. Skied into left field, not deep. Antuna trots over, now races in. The wind pushing it in, and he makes the catch. Have an underhand, palm to the sky, turnover catch to get Consuegra for the first out. Brett Beatty, by the way, in his debut at AAA, went 0 for 4. I don't think they'll send him back down, but so exciting day, though, in Beatty land. Brett, fiery year at the plate. One of the best offensive years so far in the minor leagues. One on, one out for Lugo. Pitch. Slider. Strike swirls in. Nothing in one. Double A Bingo is shut out tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate, Altoona. That was at Marabito Stadium. 0-1. Driv. Deep towards right center field, towards the right field fence. It is down for a base hit and up against the wall. Barroza around second, heading for third. He gets sent towards the plate. Here comes the cutoff throw. Not in time. He slides in safe. And behind the play, Lugo slides into third base. William Lugo makes it 4-2 with a gapper to right center field. Barroza comes in. So Lugo, credited with a double, goes to third base on the throw. That double, brought to you by TD Bank, makes some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. Hard in, hard out, 95 in, 103 out off the bat. So William Lugo with a great start to his Cyclones career. He's at third for Mena. Wash deals. And the fastball grounded to the right side, and it's by Emiliani for a base hit. Mena drives in his second run as Lugo comes down from third. Brooklyn within one now at 4-3 with a big rally in the eighth inning. So the one thing that is certainly not on Brooklyn's side is this potential weather, which again has been away from the park. They have called it the Wilmington Tunnel, I think it is, but the folks here kind of say, hey, you know, there's weather that usually misses us to the north and to the south, and it felt like that. Feels like we're in a fish tank and just watching around the bowl that these lights of lightning flashing around us. We're protected in our little Frawley Stadium bubble here. The pitching coach, Mark DeFelice, former big leaguer, goes out to the mound to talk to Richard Wash. Wash, one of the pieces that came over from Oakland last year. I mean, he throws 95 with a really tight slider. But his issue is that he's getting hit. And it's relatively flat, and the Cyclones are all over it. So after the meeting, Swazi comes to the plate. Big flashes of lightning, but the umpire's not doing anything. Brooklyn is down by one. One on, one out, eighth inning. Pitch to Swazi. Slider, swing and a miss. Single in three trips to the plate tonight for Joe. Black helmet reflecting those stadium lights. 0-1. Bounces to the plate. Backhand stop by Milas. One ball, one strike. So William Lugo, the big poke in the inning. Driving in Peroza, who walked to start the carnival. And then Maina with a very simple approach. Maina with three hits tonight and two RBIs. Cyclones have 10 hits. 1-1. Missed outside with a fastball. That was 96. A watch misses outside. Ball two. Shervin Newton on deck. Big flash of light. And now the umpire calls for time behind home. And not to stop the game, but to give Swazi a minute. Saw this happen the other day with the Cyclones at home. Nick Gaddis was at the plate. And as the pitch was coming in, lightning flashed. And the umpire waved his hand and said, get off the field. Everybody off the field. 2-1. Breaking ball low. Swazi takes ball three. So again, it's here. It's around the area, but it's not enough of a presence to shut us down so far. 3-1. That's low. Swazi takes ball four. So Garvin Alston had retired five in a row, and then Wash came on, and it has not been as easy. Walk, fly out, double, single, walk. And here comes Mario Lison motoring out of the dugout to make a pitching change. As he makes a change to get rid of Wash, Jalen Palmer comes on as a pinch runner at second base for Jose Maina. So Maina, who is in the catching spot, comes out of the game for Palmer. Cyclones will go to their bench then as this game moves along. But a new arm comes in from right field when we get back. Brooklyn down 4-3 in the eighth with two on and one out.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Colosseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Colosseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColoseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700 or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
So Lison goes to his bullpen, brings in left-hander Jose Ferrer. Cyclones threatening big time. We're in the top of the eighth. Brooklyn has scored two already in this half inning and still threatening with two on and one out. Ferrer, the lefty, against the switch hitter Sherwin Newton batting right. Runners at first and second. First pitch, Newton swinging and fouls it back for strike one. So Wash with a very unorthodox, unlike him, clunker of an outing. Faced five batters, got just one out, and left the other four on. Palmer at second, Swazi at first. The 0-1. Newton takes at the knees for a strike. Ferrer with good velo. This is coming in at 96 miles an hour, but out of a lefty. Out of Maimon in the Dominican. 22 years old. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Newton put away on three pitches. Cyclones have the tying run, a base hit away, and lefty Matt Rudick strides in. Ferrer has been excellent this year. Started at low A Fredericksburg. Pitched 13 times at an ERA of 1.4. And up here, he's pitched 22 times. ERA a little over 2. Pitch. Rudick chases up for strike one. Strikeout rate 27%. But the chef's kiss for Ferrer is that his walk rate is 7%. Nice and low. Matt with an 0 for 4 night. Palmer leads the 0-1. Broken bat flare to second base. Oh, and a diving catch by Martina. Soaring to his left. He saves the Wilmington lead. It's the final out of the eighth inning, and Junior Martina, couple strides, left his feet, reached out, and hauled it in. As if he was going to the pylon for a quick out route, he made the catch. Cyclones grab two on two hits and leave a pair. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Brooklyn down by one. It's 4-3 Wilmington on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Cyclones have come storming back to make this a ball game. It's 4-3 as we head into the bottom of the eighth inning. Cyclones grab two in the top of the eighth on William Lugo's RBI double and Jose Mena's RBI single. And so the task for Nolan Klenny in his second inning of relief, just keep it where it is. And a light rain comes drizzling in. So Klenny faces Robert Hassel III. Juan Loyo now back to catch in place of Jose Mena. First pitch, Hassel swings and loops one into shallow center field. Ramirez on the run, reaches out, plays it on a hop. And Hassel has his first Wilmington hit, and the dugout is going nuts. That's a little bloop single. The exit velo, not pretty. I can actually let you know. That was 74 off the bat. So not one that's going to get him promoted. But that's his first Wilmington hit. He was 0 for his first 16. And now the rain coming down even heavier. And we're going to keep playing. Here's Millis. Not a good time for the rain to fall, by the way. Cyclones are one run away. Pitch. Foul back. So nobody out. The tarp is down the third baseline, tucked against the sidewall. I don't see any members of the ground crew heading over there. So hopefully this is just light enough. Maybe. One to Millis. A little bit up and away. It's one ball, one strike. Glennie sets, kicks, and comes home. The pitch runs low for ball two. Now some rain coming straight in the booth. Lovely. But drips and drabs everywhere. Millis, a double in three trips. Struck out and flown out his last two times. 2-1. Down and in for ball three. Another flash of lightning. You can hear the fans kind of oohing and aahing. Most have left their seats and have headed for the concourse for a little bit of coverage. Spinning a throw over to first base, and Hassel back in. Hassel, just 20 years old, got his first high A hit with these guys. He was playing with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the Midwest League. And boy, did he hit there. There's no question that he could hit, just kind of getting off the schneid. He can definitely run, too. There he goes for second. Pitches chopped foul at home plate. So Hassel, who broke, has to head back towards first base and hang out there for a moment. Nobody out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 4-3, Wilmington. Blue Rocks at the plate. Runner goes again, 3-2 pitch, chop foul to the right. Millis putting up a fight. Nolan Clinney in that seventh inning. Struck out two, walked one. Trying to find the put-away pitch. 3-2. That's low. Clinney just missed. So runners at first and second and nobody out. Here's Yasiel Antuna, switch hitter batting from the left side. The rain has stopped. Pitch. Bounce to the plate. Loyo knocks it down and keeps it in front. So luckily for us, just a quick passing shower. Quick sprinkle. One and oh on Antuna. Yasiel batting that five spot tonight. A double in three trips. 1-0, way inside. Clenny keeps missing. This one's down and in now for ball two. Clenny with a quick pace to him again that's maybe a little bit different than previously. Not trying to let too much time get between him and his next pitch. 2-0, swing and a miss. Slowed it down to the changeup that time. Strike one. Antuna here, back-to-back years. Numbers not great again this year, but in July, he was heating up, and August has been amazing. OPS better than 1,200, which is, again, off the charts. And now time called as the catcher, Juan Loyo, heads out to the mound to talk to Nolan Clinney. Loyo's only caught a little bit. Of course, he's been with the team for a couple weeks, so catches pens, knows these guys a little bit, but, you know, get the signs right in these moments. You want to do that in these game situations that maybe you don't really have enough time to do just because you don't have enough time to be out there. So just making sure he and Clenny are on the same page. Antuna awaits the 2-1. Here it comes. And it's inside with a changeup. So Nolan tightening up a little bit. Cyclones bullpen out in left field. You can see it through the outfield wall. Just kind of a gate fence between the bullpen and left field. Nobody throwing yet. Clenny's 3-1. Way inside and he missed. So Clenny is allowed a single and back-to-back walks. And there goes A.J. Sager to pay him a visit. So in this game, Wilmington struck early against Oscar Rojas. Able to knock Oscar out of the game in the second inning. Oscar didn't have it. Walked two, didn't strike anybody out. Gave up four hits. And every time that he allowed Wilmington to get somebody on, Wilmington came up with a big swing, got a big hit. Or if Rojas got a ground ball, Cyclones threw the ball away. And then David Griffin came on. Griffin gave up just one unearned run. It was 4-0 at the time through the middle of the innings, middle ball game. And then the Cyclones, little by little, have chipped away. They've scored three unanswered runs. And while Griffin was so good, Clenny even great in that seventh inning. Cyclones trying to complete the package and make sure they're great all the way. They have a chance to try to tie or take the lead in the bottom of the top of the next inning. Meeting on the mound is over. Pitch to Kevin Strohschein. Slider, swing and a miss. It's nothing in one. So Nolan has to come all the way back. There's nobody out. It's 4-3 Wilmington in the eighth. Infield in. 0-1. Foul back. 87-mile-an-hour slider down and away. Nothing in two. Strohschein, two ground balls, one fly out to center. Clenny looking for the strikeout. Holds the set. Delivers. And just missed off the plate. Very, very close. That's a great call by the home plate umpire. That is a really, really close pitch. Clenny tries again. 1-2. Skip to the plate. Loya with a great defensive stop. So Hassel's at third base. He got it going with a loop base hit. Milos and Antuna at second and third, respectively. Both on walks. 2-2. Foul back. Clenny got it on his hands that time with 94. Cyclones get the bullpen up. But Clenny right in the thick of it. Nolan's 2-2. Swing and a miss at a slider, and Strohschein down on strikes. And Strohschein motoring back to the first base dugout. He's unhappy with himself. Situation where Clenny, really the only thing that works out in his favor is if he gets the strikeout. Because now the infield can relax back, try to get a double play. But here's Leandro Emiliani, lefty batter with the bases loaded, one out, eighth inning, 4-3 Wilmington. Clenny deals. The breaking ball rolled over, foul to the right down the line. Leandro Emiliani, single on a run scored in the second inning. Got a line out in the fourth. Thought he had a sac fly in the sixth, but upon further review, base runner at third base who scored on the sac fly, left early. Clenny's 0-1. Fouled back. So Nolan, who walked two batters in a row after the single, struck out Strohschein and is ahead 0-2 on Emiliani. Plenty second on the team in appearances for the Cyclones this year. Very trusted in these situations. Emiliani sits very low in that lefty stance. The 0-2. Down and away. Missed with the slider. Newton, the shortstop, up the middle. Swazi in at first. Lugo in at third. Another try at it, 1-2. Crack towards the middle. Newton leaps, and it's over his head into center field. Base hit. Hassel scores from third base. Everybody else moves up one bag. And Emiliani makes it 5-3. Bases loaded, nobody out. It's really hard to get out unscathed. And so far, Wilmington with at least one. Emiliani, part of this fresh boost that Washington has moved up from low A to high A. Certainly a fresh boost in this eighth inning. So Hassel in, Millis to third, Antuna to second, Emiliani on at first. And the batter, Junior Martina, made a diving catch to save the lead in the eighth. Pitch. Slider launched in the air to left field. Rudick chasing it back towards the track. Stops. Raises the glove and makes the catch. Millis tags from third base. He scores standing up. It's a sacrifice fly for Junior Martina. And now it is 6-3 Wilmington. So Millis scampers home from third. Antuna to third. And Emiliani to second base. Cyclones not going to appeal this time. Wilmington playing keep away from the Cyclones. Here's Cole Daly. Two on, two out. First pitch popped up and out of play into the crowd. Though Clunny's so good in that seventh. He's got himself in trouble so quickly in the eighth. First three reached. So far two are in. 0-1. Fastball fouled back. And Nolan jumps ahead. Nothing in two on the nine man, Cole Daly. Single, sack fly to strikeout. Pretty productive night at the bottom of the lineup. Runners lead. 0-2. Ripped to the right side. Base hit between first and second. Antuna around and scores. Here comes Emiliani to the plate. The throw from right field is not in time. Two-run score, and Daly goes to second base on the throw. Wilmington has opened the floodgates now against Nolan Clenny. It's a two-run single for Cole Daly, and it is 8-3. So Daly on an 0-2 pitch, just yanked it between Swazi and Peroza on the right side. And it snuck by. Mantuna in, Emiliani in, Daly to second base, and Clenny is done. So could not get that final out, and has allowed four runs to score. Brooklyn goes to its bullpen to get the last out of the eighth. It's 8-3 Wilmington at Frawley Stadium on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
In a galaxy not so far away, the Brooklyn Cyclones bring you Star Wars Night at Maimonides Park. Come down to Coney Island on August 20th as we celebrate all things Star Wars. The first 1,500 fans will receive an out-of-this-world Star Wars jersey. Plus, we wrap up the night with a post-game lightsaber battle and fireworks at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Wilmington has opened the floodgates with a four-run bottom of the eighth inning, and they continue to hit, leading the Cyclones 8-3. Luis Rivera going to the bullpen for right-hander Justin Courtney to get the final out in the eighth. So you have to bring in a high-leverage guy in a now low-leverage situation. That's because Courtney was hot. Clenny got into really hot water so quickly. First three base runners reached, and so far, that has been that. So Courtney faces Ricardo Mendez as runner at second base and two outs. So the Bangor Maine native needing just one out. Righty to a lefty. Mendez takes strike one. So Courtney gets ahead with 92 miles an hour. Mendez, four plate appearances, two walks, has a stolen base and a run scored. He's trying to drive in Cole Daly, who's at second. The 0-1. Breaking ball tapped on the ground on the right side between Swazi and Perosa again for a base hit. Daly around third, heading to the plate. Consuegra's throw. Loyo with the tag, and the runner is out. Well, Loyo tags out Cole Daly, and Stanley Consuegra shows off that cannon in right field. Takes away a potential run. And now, wait a second. The home plate umpire is calling this runner safe, and Luis Rivera comes motoring out of the dugout. And Rivera is face-to-face with home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Loyal made that catch look like in right up the third baseline, and then to his left, hit into Cole Daly. So the run counts. I mean, Rivera is incensed right now. Saying, what do you want him to do? Caught the ball in line, you know, 5 or 6 feet up the third base line, and made a left and ran into Cole Daly. So the Cyclones are beside themselves in the infield. This nightmare of an inning continues. So that collision at home plate is, instead of an out, it is a run. So Daly scores. And give Sanchez an RBI single to right field, and it's 9-3. How about that? Oh, what a disaster for the Cyclones. Five runs are in. Brookham was walking off the field. It was the final out of the inning. But instead, they have to try and try again. Here's Jose Sanchez. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. 9-3, Wilmington lead. Pitch. Missed outside with ball one. They give Mendez a ribby single. A lot of big hits in the inning. Three early base runners, but still Wilmington has put the bat on the ball for this rally. 1-0. Courtney missed down low for ball two. Emiliani, big RBI single. Martina with the sack fly. Daly unloaded with the two-run single. And now Mendez. This is some inning. Hitters count. 2-0 pitch. Courtney miss outside. The Cyclones have to regain that focus, get the final out. Sanchez with a double in four trips. Slowly pinwheels the bat around. Mendez off first. The 3-0 right there for a strike on the inner half. Sanchez, the ninth man to come to the plate. Robert Hassel, the third, whose bloop single started the party, is on deck. 3-1. Chop foul into the Brooklyn dugout, third base side. It's just one of those games that it felt like whatever the Cyclones could do, Wilmington just going to find their way. Baseball gods have just been smiling on them all night long. Payoff. Flied foul into the seats down the right field line. And out of play. So Mendez, who's off on the pitch, cuts across the grass, takes the shortcut back to first. He had gotten to second and taken the turn towards the mound and just went back over to first. So Courtney trying again. Holds his set 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch chop foul. Sanchez with a pesky at bat in the eighth. And now Courtney calls Loyo out. And Juan trots out. It's out of the 6'5" reliever. Loyo out there with the hockey goalie face mask. Taps Courtney. Courtney chases him for an extra word. And Loyo trots back behind home plate. Cyclones were down by one into the inning. And they have yet to stop the bleeding. Courtney sets. Mendez takes off. Pitch to Sanchez. Popped up and into the crowd. And this at bat goes into a ninth pitch. The stadium pretty empty at this point of the night with the rain and the lightning. And some kids are climbing over the vacant rows of blue seats trying to track down a foul ball. Sanchez trying to sit on a good one. Courtney trying not to walk a batter. 3-2, breaking ball is outside. So Sanchez walks, and we turn it back around to the same guy who started the inning, Robert Hassel. Two on, two out, bottom of the eighth, 9-3 Wilmington. Hassel, a left-handed hitter. Slight open stance, first pitch. Driven in the air to left field, Rudick glides in. He makes the catch on the run, and the inning is over. This nightmare comes to an end for the Cyclones. They have five runs in the inning. And Wilmington had a 4-3 lead, but it has now exploded to a 9-3 lead. Cyclones chasing six in the top of the ninth. That's where we head next on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's Famous Fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. For more information.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Top of the ninth inning in Wilmington. Cyclones down big. It's now a 9-3 Wilmington lead in the opener of a six-game set. Jose Ferrer came on in the eighth inning when Brooklyn had threatened and cut it from 4-1 to 4-3. He came on to get the final two outs. And now look where this thing is now. He is three outs away. He might be the three of the easiest outs. It's just Cyclones feel like the air has been sucked out of the building for them. Matt O'Neill leads off. Ferrer deals. And the fastball misses up for ball one. 95 miles an hour from a lefty. 22-year-old deals the 1-0. And O'Neill swings over the changeup. Ferrer took 10 miles an hour off. That's down to 85. O'Neill, Ramirez, and Peroza. Pitch. Foul back. The hit and forward bats tonight for the Jersey native. The 1-2. O'Neill takes strike three in the inner half. And he has a lot of words to say for home plate umpire Denver Dangerfield. Cyclones were unhappy with that call at home plate. Now, granted, that call made it a 9-3 game instead of an 8-3 game. But still, Cyclones feel a little bit slighted. One out, base is clear for Alex Ramirez. Ninth inning, pitch. Ground ball to second. Martina waits on the true hop, belt high. Zings it to first. Two down. Tomorrow, Dominic Hamill on the mound. Rodney Theofili on the bump for Wilmington. That's the 6:35 start tomorrow. Again, we're expecting kind of a similar weather situation, not just tomorrow or today, but all week. It's kind of sticky and hot. We'll pop up T-storms here and there. So now Jose Peroza. Cyclones down 9-3. Ferrer deals and plants one right down the middle at 95 for strike one. Jose walked in the eighth, only time he's been on tonight. Jose deals to Jose, and the pitch missed in tight. That was 97, so a little bit extra oomph from Ferrer. Lefty turns his feet, high kick, 1-1. And it's a chopper to third base. Sanchez fields on the backhand, looks to first, throws a missile across, and the ball game is over. Wilmington wins 9-3. This is sour taste night tonight for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Left seven men on over the first three innings. Never really got going. Couldn't come up with that big hit. And Wilmington all night just had the big hit in their arsenal. We'll be back to wrap it up from Frawley Stadium right after this on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Icky night on a sticky night for the Brooklyn Cyclones. They drop this one at Frawley Stadium to Wilmington, 9-3. Keith Rad with you with the final totals in the postgame show. Wilmington, 9 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Nationals affiliate left 6. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 10 hits. They out-hit Wilmington. Made 2 costly errors, and they left 10 men on base, by the way, for the second consecutive game and second consecutive loss. Sometimes it's no secret why you don't win games like this. The victory goes to Mitchell Parker. Oscar Rojas suffers the loss. And Jose Ferrer with the save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 42 minutes. Brooklyn with the loss drops to 51-52 overall, but more importantly in the second half, 21-16. And Wilmington, one inch closer to 500 in the second half. Blue Rocks go to 18-19 and 53-49 overall. So game began about a half hour delay, started at 7:06. Oscar Rojas against Mitchell Parker. Cyclones had first and third and did not score in the first inning. Wilmington, though, scored a pair against Rojas, bottom one. Sanchez and Milas RBI doubles to make it 2-0. Cyclones were gifted another beauty in the second inning. Bases loaded, one out, and could not hit the ball out of the infield. So that was five men left on over the first two innings, and to make it hurt even more, Blue Rocks added a run in the bottom of the second on an error with two outs. Jose Sanchez hit a ground ball to Shervin Newton at short. He fielded and threw high to first base. So it was a ground ball to end the inning. Ended up making it 3-0. Oscar Rojas was done after an inning and two-thirds tonight. David Griffin held it down beautifully. But in the bottom of the fourth inning, a mistake he didn't make. It was a long fly ball to center. Junior Martinez hit it all the way to the wall. Alex Ramirez, we thought, was underneath it, but it hit off his glove and rolled away. Martinez was set up at third base with one out. And Cole Daly hit a sack fly to drive him in and make it 4-0. And it stayed that way until the Cyclones scored three unanswered runs against the bullpen. So scored in the top of the sixth inning on Jose Mena's RBI single. That was against Mitchell Parker that knocked him out of the game. Parker, one run over 5 1/3 tonight. Brooklyn added two in the eighth to make it 4-3. So they went to the top of the eighth, down by two. Jose Peroza walked. William Lugo drove him in with a double. And Mena brought in Lugo with a single to make it 4-3. Joe Swazi walked. It was first and second with one out. Jose Ferrer came on. He got a strikeout. And then Matt Rudick lined out to the second baseman, Junior Martinez, who made a diving catch to save the game, basically, for Wilmington. They kept it 4-3. Had it got by him, probably would have tied the game. And then in the bottom of the eighth inning, when Wilmington, you know they're looking for a little insurance, well, they could not be stopped. They sent 10 men to the plate and scored five runs to take a 9-3 lead, and the Cyclones went down without a whimper in the top of the ninth. So a tough loss for the Cyclones that could potentially knock them out of first place, depending on what happened with Hudson Valley. We'll take a look at the scoreboard, and Hudson Valley did beat Aberdeen 3-2. So now the Renegades vault into first place by a half game. Jersey Shore over Greensboro 13-3. And other scores from around the South Division: Bowling Green 9, Winston-Salem 6. Asheville beat Rome in the South Division 6-2. And the only game going on around the league, Greenville and Hickory in the bottom of the eighth. It's Greenville up 6-5. And the Mets affiliates tonight, Mets up 4-0 against Cincinnati in the bottom of the sixth inning. Francisco Lindor hit a two-run home run. Jeff McNeil, a solo shot. Carlos Carrasco, 8 strikeouts, 1 walk, over 6, scoreless against Cincinnati. That's against Cincinnati. Yeah, but you got to get the wins. And so far, the Mets this series are getting the wins. Brett Beatty's AAA debut today went 0-4. Buffalo beat Syracuse 4-3. At AA, Altoona blanked Binghamton 6-0. And at low A, the Baby Mets in Florida, at Bay Care Ballpark, taking on the Philadelphia Phillies Farm Club, beat them up bad, 9-2, to go to 61-41. That is, of course, a Mets minor league best record. Tomorrow, it's game two. It's Dominic Hamill against Rodney Theofili, 6:35 first pitch, pregame at 6:15. Cyclones drop a tough one tonight, 9-3, a game that, at the end of it, was a lot closer, than the score looked. It was not a close score at the end of what was really a tight one throughout. So that does it until tomorrow from Frawley Stadium. Again, the final, Wilmington 9 and Brooklyn 3. My name is Keith Radden, and as always, we'll see you at the next one.